Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai targets regional leaders to force President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party to implement democratic reforms ahead of this year's crucial elections.
In a short while, I'll be visiting players within SADC and AU to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe are guaranteed of this free and fair election. That will usher in a new dispensation.
Economic Planning Minister Tapiwa Mashakada assures South African investors that their businesses will not be affected by the country's controversial indigenization regulations.
They're just safe because there's a bilateral investment promotion and protection agreement. Outside the land sector, there's no fear of expropriation. There's no fear of nationalization. The land reform was a revolution. What happened, happened, and it's irreversible.
And Energy Minister Elton Mangoma says there won't be any sacred cows in the Zimbabwe Electricity Supply Authority's massive disconnection program targeting defaulting clients.
Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai says he's embarking on a diplomatic offensive to pile pressure on President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party to implement democratic reforms ahead of elections expected to be held sometime this year. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Prime Minister Tsvangirai told a news conference at his party's Harvest House headquarters today that he will meet with heads of states and government in the Southern African Development Community and the African Union to drum up support for the implementation of key democratic reforms before elections expected to be held sometime this year are conducted. Both President Mugabe and Mr. Tsvangirai want elections held this year, although the protagonists are yet to agree on the date of the polls.
In a short while, I'll be visiting players within SADC and AU to ensure that the people of Zimbabwe are guaranteed of this free and fair election. That will usher in a new dispensation. It is my fervent hope, prayer, that peace prevails in our beloved country, peace in the home, peace in the community, peace in all our corners of the world. Yes, peace in political parties, peace in all political processes, including our national elections. The visit is scheduled for this coming week, and I'll be visiting a number of heads of states and governments to update them on the situation, the preparedness for elections, and the problems we are facing, especially in the implementation, because they are the stakeholders.
Mr. Tsvangirai said his party will ensure that the elections are not conducted before key media, electoral, and security sector reforms are implemented. The Prime Minister's remarks buttress Mavambo Kusile Don leader Simba Makoni's call yesterday for reforms in the security sector. Mr. Tsvangirai accused President Mugabe and his party of blocking reforms agreed to by parties signatory to the Global Political Agreement of Power Sharing.
The major stumbling block to the implementation of the above already agreed reforms remains a palpable deficit of political will to implement agreed issues, without which we are likely to reproduce electoral contestations and disputed outcomes. The ball lies squarely on President Mugabe and ZANU-PF to agree and to commit themselves to the implementation. This has been a stumbling block and a very big challenge. While the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission must be responsible for everything to do with the elections, there are disturbing reports of involvement of spooky and shadowy elements in civilian issues of voters' roll and registration, with the Registrar General being the civilian face and force of this marquee system. As MDC, the People's Party of Excellence, we want to state and restate that there shall be no credible election without the implementation of the oft-mentioned minimum reforms.
The MDC leader said the Secretariat of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission should be professionalized to ensure the forthcoming polls are credible. As elections draw near, the Premier also called for the licensing of new, truly independent broadcasters. Two new radio stations, ZFM, owned by former ZBC broadcaster Superman Wanzira, and Zimpepa's talk radio, which operates as Star FM, were licensed last year, but critics say the two broadcasters are not truly independent.
The ZBC and all publicly funded media must be impartial and objective in covering all political players and the public. There must be no hate speech, no hate language, no malicious and partisan reporting. There must be fair and objective coverage for all who wish to be covered. There must be registration of truly independent and private radio and television broadcasters before elections to ensure and to provide Zimbabweans with the truly alternative platforms for communication.
Mr. Changirai said his party will push democratic reforms through parliament before the life of the current Augusta House expires on June 29. He said in terms of the constitution, the executive has 4 months within which to implement democratic reforms that will ensure the forthcoming elections are free and fair. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.